The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Never miss a show. Take us with you 24 hours a day. Go to SundayMorningNewsmakers.com. Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
Longtime journalist Dan Walters writes for CalMatters.org, and he has done some digging after the big budget in California was signed to look at where some of that money, where your tax dollars are going. And it's a very interesting reveal when it comes to handouts to those who are supportive to the Democrat side. Dan Walters, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Good to have you on the program.
Thank you.
Well, as you dug into this, I mean, first off, would this be considered the biggest budget ever? Do we know?
Oh, yeah, it's easily. Every year is the biggest budget ever. It never shrinks. It always goes up. I take that back. I think it actually declined a little bit in the early 90s when we had a very severe recession. But basically, it goes up every year. Yes, this is the biggest. I think it's $214 billion.
With a B. With a B, right? Billion dollars.
Yeah, billion with a B if you put in all the special funds and so forth. $214 billion.
Yeah. And of course, lawmakers on the Democrat side would say, well, times are good. The money is washing in nicely. We can spend on things. We do know about the $100 million that Governor Gavin Newsom has set aside to provide health benefits to a segment of the illegal population. But you actually dug into possible union giveaways. Tell us a little about what you looked at.
Well, there's a little provision. Let me start up. The budget bill itself is one thing, but if you want to look at what's really going on in terms of changing things or doing something new, you can't really look at the budget bill. You have to look at what are called the trailer bills. The number keeps growing every year, but this year, two dozen or so trailer bills that supposedly implement the budget, but in fact are kind of vehicles for doing all sorts of things because the budget only requires a simple majority vote to take effect immediately. And if you attach a trailer bill to the budget, you can pass it with a simple majority vote that takes effect immediately, unless it's a tax. That's about the only thing you can't do. So these trailer bills have become kind of, I guess you'd call them Christmas trees, with all sorts of ornaments for those who have access or friends in the legislature and whatnot, and certainly the dominant Democratic Party is closely allied with unions, and it's kind of joined at the hip. Basically, it's kind of hard to see where one ends and the other begins. So, not surprisingly, then, since the trailer bills hand out goodies, these trailer bills hand out some goodies to the unions. And then the biggest one, as I identified, you wouldn't look at it and know that it's that, but what it does is it allocates about $3.1 billion, with a B, dollars to reduce the payments that school districts have to make to the California Teachers Retirement System and the California Public Employees Retirement System on behalf of their employees. So school districts have to lay out more and more money every year to cover those pension demands from these retirement systems. And that straps them in other ways. And it particularly straps them in giving raises to their employees. So by allocating $3.1 billion to reduce those payments, those retirement pension payments, it puts $3.1 billion on the table in school districts for contract negotiations with their unions.
It's kind of a backfill.
It's a backdoor way of actually providing more money for salaries for teachers and non-teaching employees.
Yes, take Los Angeles, for example, where they had a strike down here, and the teachers went on strike, and the everybody got together, and they said, all right, well, we can't have you strike anymore. We'll pay you more, and then we're going to take it to the voters, and we're going to see what they say. And the voters turned it down, a tax that was going to be a parcel tax. And now, because of this technique, what you're talking about, they're going to backfill the money back into the districts, which then can go to the teachers, and they got their raise.
Roughly speaking, the Los Angeles Unified School District has 10% of the state's K-12 public school students. So you can kind of, in a very rough way, say that LAU Unified would probably get about 10% of this money, this $3.1 billion, or about $300 million more to play with, however they decide to do it. And by the way, there was something in one of these budget trailer bills that I didn't even mention in the column. And it's a special thing for Los Angeles Unified. It exempts them from having to pay financial penalties for having more administrators than California law allows. Understand how that?
Wow.
There's a quota. You can only have so many administrators relative to your number of other employees and students and all so forth. Well, LA Unified has more than that. And ordinarily, they would have to give some money back to the state as a form of penalty for violating that law. But there's a little provision in one of these trailer bills that says, "Never mind, you don't have to do that."
Wow! And thank you, by the way, for
I didn't even mention that. I didn't even mention that. It really wasn't specifically for unions, but it actually does help the unions in a way.
Sure.
By not having to give that money back to the state, it leaves more money on the table for contract negotiations.
Well,
so that's a biggie.
Yeah, that's a biggie, and you shared it right here as an exclusive on our program. Thank you for doing that. Dan Walters is with us. There's more, though. There's another trailer bill you call Senate Bill 75 to provide $36 million to help pay non-teaching school employees during summer vacations. In effect, extra pay for the unionized worker. Explain that.
The way that works is that employees, non-teaching employees of school districts, maybe teachers too, but I don't know. But anyway, non-teaching employees can have money taken out of their paychecks during the school year and essentially put into a savings account that they can tap during the summer months when they're not receiving a salary. This bill, this provision, provides another $36 million to provide matching money for the money that the employees have taken out of their paycheck. So if you have $100 a month taken out of your paycheck during the school year that you can tap during the summer, this would actually match that $100 million. It would increase that amount of money. So it's essentially an off-the-books raise for non-teaching personnel.
Wow. And it goes on beyond that. You talk about other programs that are being used to expand early childhood education.
Early childhood education is being expanded pretty dramatically. There are a lot more money being pumped into it. It's a big goal for the governor and his supporters. So the Service Employees International Union and some other unions say, hey, we're going to have all this money flowing into child care. We want to organize those child care workers and make them union members.
Of course.
Very much like happened about 20 years ago, vis-a-vis the in-home supportive service workers that help the elderly and the disabled stay in their homes, people that help care for those people. They were unionized on a very similar situation. So anyway, this bill allocates another $10 million to create lists of child care workers and contact information and so forth. And it says there right in the bill is to make it easier for the unions to organize them in the future.
Wow. They're not even hiding it. They're getting money to do it from us.
No, it's right in the bill.
It's right in the bill. But they're getting money from us, the taxpayers, who may or may not support the unionization of all these workers. I mean, for a second, Dan, let's pause and talk about what this means. I mean, you have been in Sacramento for years. When I go up to the Capitol, the number one thing you see in the hallways are people with these blue T-shirts, SEIU. They know how to mobilize. They know how to come up there and kind of slam all these offices and tell their story. Whereas the non-union side, those of us who are taxpayers, we can't get off our work. We can't go up there. We can't lobby like they do. They own that town, don't they?
Well, I think there's no question that unions are extremely influential in the Capitol. Many of the legislators are former union officials or members themselves. A lot of teachers, policemen, all sorts of people who were unionized and during their working years are now in the legislature. Plus the fact that the unions provide a lot of money for campaigns, not only to help elect Democrats, but to help elect Democrats that are supportive of unions vis-a-vis maybe other Democrats who are not so supportive. So, yeah, I mean, the unions have, particularly the public employee unions, private unions too, but mostly the public employee unions, are extremely influential. As a block, the largest, most influential block of interest groups in the Capitol are definitely the unions, particularly public employee unions, California Teachers Association, the SEIU, which organizes both public and private workers, but includes the State Employees Association. It's an SEI union, for example. Prison guards, police unions, fire unions, those people are all very, very influential in Capitol.
Yeah. Just got a minute left, so you got to be quick on this one. Probably the biggest labor bill of the year is this SB5, having to do with a Dynamax decision on classifying employees. The latest scuttlebutt I've heard is there's some talk about a deal making a new class of workers. They wouldn't be employees, they wouldn't be contractors, but something else. Have you heard anything about this?
Well, I think that's what Uber and Lyft are trying to sell, that idea of something in between worker, call them what you will. However, it's an uphill battle because of the court decision, the Dynamex decision. Basically, that sets the standard. So AB 5 is going to do to extend, not only codify that in the law, but decide which employees the Dynamex decision is not going to apply to. So it's kind of a backwards sort of piece of legislation. It's more defensive than offensive in a way. And nobody knows what the author of the bill, who's a former labor union official herself, is going to be. She's been pretty stingy with those exemptions so far. You know, like bond salesmen or real estate salesmen.
Right. Lorena Gonzalez.
She has not been willing to go that much further than that.
Yeah. Wow. We covered a lot of ground here. Dan Walters, everyone should read you to keep up to date. You are digging through those documents all the time. People can read you at calmatters.org. Thank you so much.
AM 870, The Answer.
Up next, The Barack Lurie Show, hosted by attorney Barack Lurie. The very popular Barack Lurie Show is filled with stimulating conversation and a fresh point of view on politics, religion, and the law. Next on AM 870, The Answer.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.